Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
John just told us a story earlier about how his wife thought he was missing for an hour, but did not text him. It took her an hour to reach out because she didn't know where he was. And that's a kind of a long time. I mean, usually that happens in 60 seconds. If you don't know where somebody is, she waited 60 minutes.
But I love her. And yeah. I do.
Well, I mean, yeah, of course.
Yeah, and so I've got my annual dilemma, Rhines. I've got to buy a Christmas present for my. I shop for precisely one person each and every Christmas, and it's my lovely wife. And I've got to get something, so I do what has become my standard play. I called my daughter.
Oh, good.
And I put her on the case, and my daughter's a counselor, and she laid a term on me yesterday, and it was something called designed incompetence. And when it comes to giving gifts to your spouse, you rely on other people to do it for you, basically. And I was fascinated by that particular term because I do. I expect my daughter is going to rise to the occasion, find exactly something that my wife would like that I can then give her to open up on Christmas morning.
I think it's overwhelming to buy gifts for certain people,
yeah,
because you just don't know what they want, and you get them something and they never use it. There's one person in particular I'm thinking of that just is so difficult to buy anything for. Mm. It's just so difficult.
It's hard. It's
because
hard.
You can't, I mean, you do, and you think, oh, they'll use this, and then they never use it. It's something they could and should use, but then they never do. So then you're like, all right, well, then I guess I won't do that. So now what? What do I do?
Yes.
And you can't give gift cards to everybody. Can't give cash to everybody.
Well, you can, I guess.
I mean,
Debbie Monterey, by the way, has corrected me, and she was correct. The term that my daughter used was weaponized incompetence.
She weaponized incompetence.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what she said that I have been displaying.
Yeah. Oh, you have. Okay. Yes. I see.
My incompetence of buying a gift for my wife has been now weaponized.
But it's just very...
But, you know, my daughter's the best.
I don't think it's a bad thing.
No.
You know, there's nothing you can do about it.
Because you want to make...
It's really her fault. It's your wife's fault for being difficult to buy for.
No.
No? She's not?
No, she's not difficult to buy
for. It's your fault?
It probably is.
Okay.
Like the year for Mother's
Day. I was
trying
to back you up, dude, but...
Did I ever tell you about Mother's Day a few years ago? So it was the Saturday before Mother's Day. And I went out to the mall. My wife wanted a food processor.
Oh, great.
I thought, well, she told me what she wanted. I'm going to find the best darn food processor that they've ever made. And so I went to Williams-Sonoma, and I bought a really nice food processor.
Okay.
And I'm walking through the mall there with my food processor, and I wander into Lacefield Music. And I said, hey, they sell Kawai pianos. I said, oh, I like Kawai. Do you mind if I, and he said, no, sit down. So I sit down, I play the piano. He said, are you in the market for a piano? And I said, no, it's ridiculous. He said, well, let me show you this piano back here. So he takes me to the back of the place. Amazing, this piano. I've never heard of the brand before. It's a Shigeru Kawai.
Okay.
It's a very special. They only make 100.
Is Kawai like a, is that a big?
It's a piano. Okay. Like a Yamaha. Kawai okay. is another brand.
Okay.
And made in Japan out of aged wood, whatever, I can't remember. Anyway, so I play this piano. I love it. The tone is magnificent, so I bought it. So I came home with a food processor and a piano that required the wall in the living room to be knocked out and added onto so I could fit the piano in there. So that was the most expensive food processor ever purchased.
That's not a food processor.
For Mother's Day.
It's just, you know, that's not a food processor.
I do. It's a piano.
It's a piano.
Yes.
So how did she feel about this?
She, my wife is the best. She said, well, we're going to have to take that wall out. And I said, yes.
What?
Yes.
So you were, okay.
Well, so what happened, that we bought the house, you know, and the guy that had the house before us was a woodworker, which I am not. So we had this really nice little woodworking thing in the garage that, you know, I didn't use. So we blew that out and moved the wall out about 6 feet and have this nice little alcove now in the living room where my Shigeru Kawai sits.
Well, I bet it looks beautiful, doesn't it?
It does look beautiful, yes.
Everything just kind of falls into place for you, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, not always, no.
I don't know, John.
Some things everything some just things get a little messy.
Everything just goes right for John Hancock.
Can I ask, does the food processor, does it get used?
Oh, I imagine it does, yeah.
You don't know?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm not particularly welcomed in the kitchen when the creative process is going on there.
Oh.
Because I tend to question ingredients and so forth, and apparently that's not well received.
What do you mean you're questioning ingredients? Well, like, I mean, for example.
Why are you putting that in there, sweetheart?
Is it because you don't like these things or you don't know how things are made?
Well, so, you know, we all have food.
Preferences.
Yeah.
Allergies.
And there's foods we don't like for no reason. For example, like, I don't like tomatoes.
Okay.
And I don't know why I don't like tomatoes, because whenever I eat a tomato, I kind of like it.
Mm-hmm.
But in my mind, I don't like tomatoes. So,
what are you eating them in?
Well, a hamburger, like a hamburger. The other day, there I was driving down Olive, and I thought, you know what sounds good right now?
Hamburger.
Yes.
With tomato.
Well, no. I always get so, you know, my standard thing when I pull into this particular fine dining establishment is I ask for a Whopper and cheese with no tomato. And I'd gone through the drive-thru and I asked for a Whopper and cheese. I forgot the no tomato part.
Uh-oh.
Out it comes. And I look at it and there it is. A big old fat nasty tomato sitting right there beneath the bun on top of the
You always know when it's there.
Yeah, yeah. And so I was hungry, so I ate the darn thing. And you know what? I liked it. I like the tomato on the Whopper with cheese.
So you'll be getting them routinely.
I don't know, because I'm in such a habit of not liking tomatoes that I kind of feel like I can't, you know.
Do you feel like you have been wrong about them this whole time? Maybe you've misjudged them?
I could have been.
Do you like tomato sauce?
I do.
Okay.
The tomato itself, because it's got all that stuff running in it, you know, it looks like it's a petri dish, a little larvae in there.
You mean the seeds?
Yeah, and the goo.
Well, that's just the inside of the tomato.
Yeah. But the goo in food is not something that...
Do you like grapes?
Grapes are fine.
Grapes have goo in them.
Well, but it's hard goo. It's not runny goo.
No, the outside part is hard, tomato.
The runny goo is what really kind of gets me off on the wrong course there, Ron.
Okay.
The grape is a gelatinous kind of goo.
Okay.
But the runny goo is, you know, it's a non-starter.
So then you don't like eggs?
I do like eggs.
Do you like when they're runny?
You gotta cook them. I mean, okay. you know. You don't
scrambled?
Yes. And a fried egg I like, but it's got to be over hard.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Otherwise, it's got runny goo, which is like taboo.
So you just have a problem with the goo.
I do. I'm very anti-goo, and I have been for much of my life.
Have you ever tried a runny egg, though?
I have.
And?
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, because it's got runny goo in it.
Ah, but just, there's something great about it.
Hmm.
It's nice and creamy.
I don't know. An egg sounds good right about now, though, I have to tell you. You know what would be good? An egg, a bacon, bagel.
That's, you know what, man, you're really hitting on something.
You're living at that point. I do not like cheese with my eggs, though. And why people put a slice of cheese on their, what do you call them, from McDonald's,
The sausage and egg, the sausage or the egg biscuit?
Yeah, the sausage and egg biscuit, but they put cheese on sausage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why would you introduce cheese when you've already got the
egg? Because it ties everything together,
it
John.
It does not.
Yes, it does.
Cheese is misplaced for breakfast. Okay. I don't like cheese in my omelets.
Oh, brother. That is
wild.
Yeah.
Just absolutely wild.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the peculiarities of the human taste buds.
They're just yours.
Yeah.
There isn't a whole lot that I don't like, food-wise.
Yeah, I like a lot of food, too.
I do not, and this is so cliche, but I do not like lima beans. They really are disgusting.
Huh.
And I don't like peas. So I guess those are my two things.
You don't like peas?
No.
What about okra? You ever eat much
I don't
okra?
Mind okra.
Yeah, I like okra.
Yep. It's kind of from slimy. The South, you get the fried okra.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Fried okra.
There was somebody at the Pujols event.
Yeah.
Was speaking about, I wish I could remember her name, and I apologize for not, but she's retiring from the organization, and gave a really nice speech, and then she talked about being from the South, and then she said something about eating gizzards.
Oof.
And my reaction was went gross. Like, I think I said it out loud.
Yeah.
Gizzards are disgusting, but I know so many people who love them.
Mm.
In my family, it's like a Southern thing to eat the chicken gizzards.
Ugh. Turkey gizzards we just had a couple of weeks ago.
Ew, gross.
Well, the dog did. Gus got the gizzards.
Gizzards are disgusting.
Mm-hmm, I agree.
I recommend not. John Hancock, Chris Ranji, we are going to talk to Benji Molina at 11:30 today.
Yeah.
Andrew Egger, White House correspondent, will finish up the show with us today at 12:45. We'll talk about things happening in Washington. And Gas House Gang at 12, Matt Pauly will be back. Checking in from the winter meetings in Orlando.
Any trades yet?
Nothing yet. But how about the Pirates offering Kyle Schwarber a contract?
Wow.
They offered him a 4-year deal, according to Ken Rosenthal.
Well, he's going to sign for more than that.
Yeah, he's not going to take that 4-year deal. But the Pirates just pretending like they care. I love it. It is the Chris and Amy Show. John Hancock is filling in on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris and Amy show. Got John Hancock. He is being Amy today.
I am.
You're not a very good Amy, though.
No, I know.
No, you don't do anything. Amy, you're nothing like
the best Amy.
She is really the only Amy that there could possibly be.
Yeah.
And earlier when I said that we think she's in the state of Colorado, but she could be in the state of somewhere else, a text message says she's already stuck in the state of insanity. So you can, and I don't think that's very nice.
That was unkind.
You could text us at 314-436-7900. Voice messages on the Odyssey app. You're free to do that as well. And John, when your wife was looking for you, and she said, "Where are you?" via text. Another listener wants to know, could she have meant, "Where are you?" as in, if you're by such and such place, could you pick something up? Where are you right now? Are you here? Could you, if you're there, could you get me something from there? You know what I mean?
I suppose that's plausible. Not how I took it, but that's a plausible explanation for the text.
Did she explain herself?
No.
So she probably wasn't wanting you to pick up something.
No, I don't think so. And I told her I was on KMOX, but she must have forgotten.
So now she doesn't listen, right, is what you're saying. Well, she's probably always accusing you of not listening. Are you a good listener?
I'm a very good listener. You know, my parents never argued. I don't ever remember my parents arguing growing up. And it remained that way for decades. They were married for 56, 7 years, something like that. And they never argued until my father got hearing aids. And then they fought all the time.
You can finally hear what she was saying about him.
Yes. So that could be a key to a long-lasting happy marriage. Just don't wear your hearing aid.
Well, see, like, have you been saying this stuff about me this whole time?
All these years, yeah.
You've been this way this whole time. We never fight. Well, she's been talking crap about you this whole time. You just can't hear it.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Oh, what are you going to do?
Well, I guess you can't do much about that.
No, you can't.
Hey, John, there was this the story that came out last week, and you know, there's been all kinds of immigration discussion and, you know, a curbing of immigration just in general. And then we all know the ICE operations of deporting people, the mass deportations, and a lot of innocent people getting caught up in it, as we all know. But the State Department, John, last week, it was reported, is instructing staff to reject visa applications for people who have worked on fact checking, content moderation, or other activities that the administration considers censorship. So there was a memo that went out on Tuesday, and it was focusing on applicants for the H-1B, those visas for the highly skilled workers. And what they're doing now, and usually those are workers used by tech companies, who and people come in those sectors primarily. There are other sectors as well. But this was a Reuters report about this. And what the memo says is, quote, if you uncover evidence an applicant was responsible for or complicit in censorship or attempted censorship of protected expression in the United States, you should pursue a finding that the applicant is ineligible. Is this what is this about?
I don't know. I mean, that's first I've first I've heard about this.
Is that the kind of thing that we should, you know, I would say yes. Let's probably not let people into the country who are attempting to do something legitimately harmful.
Yeah,
like,
do us
you know,
harm.
Terrorism.
Right.
Is the best example. Let's not let in a terrorist. Let's not let in somebody who's planning on leaving a backpack with a bomb somewhere.
Right.
Let's not do that. But somebody who has worked in fact checking before. What are we talking about here?
Yeah, that's a new player for me, and I don't know. I know that the president has been very supportive of the H-1B visas, you know, and even caught some flack from the right because some on the right say, well, those folks are taking good-paying jobs that could be American jobs. And the president's point was that we don't have the skilled workforce in some of these areas, and so therefore you have to bring in people from other countries to do those jobs. But why they would have a fact-checking exclusion for a visa into the country is something I can't explain.
It's bizarre. It's not entirely surprising, but it does feel a little bizarre here. What do you think, just in general, as we talk about immigration and allowing people into the country or not allowing, and we have seen numbers drop off of people just in general trying to come here. And we're not talking about those illegally crossing the border. We're not talking about just those folks. We're talking about people from Europe and people from other countries
tourists.
Who normally tour. Well, tourists, of course, but those who would look to come here and spend some time here and maybe go to school. We've seen enrollment of foreign students from a lot of different countries drop pretty precipitously over the last several months. What do you think ultimately is going to be the effect of all of these operations?
You know, I don't know long term, but certainly, you know, the policy of the country. And look, I think we're all for getting rid of people who have come here illegally and are committing crime, either crimes of violence or drug distribution, or who have come here to do harm to America. I think there would be widespread agreement that those folks that are here illegally need to go. But America has always been a country where the folks that are living in oppressive conditions elsewhere in the world aspired to get to America and build a life for themselves, and many have done that. And almost without exception, our relatives at some point have done that. And to be deporting people who are productive members of society, who have assimilated into the American culture, who are contributing taxpayers and citizens who may have a spouse and children here, to wholesale scoop these people up and ship them back to the place that was oppressing them, that they had to flee from, seems to me to be a very un-American kind of policy. And I hope that, you know, my hero, political hero, was Ronald Reagan. And Ronald Reagan granted amnesty to millions of folks who had come here that may have gotten here illegally, but they had developed and became Americans and participated in our culture. And Ronald Reagan granted them amnesty. And he made the point that this is a shining city on a hill, that people all over the world aspire to get to America, a land of great potential and great opportunity for people, that, and it has been thus for over 200 years.
Let's visit with Greg, who's calling in from Fairview Heights.
Right.
Quickly, Greg, what's up?
Yeah, hey, good morning, Chris. Joining you, and I think you're with John Hancock. I tuned in just recently.
Yep.
Sound like John. Anyway, I'm enjoying your conversation. One of the things I want to a fact check with you, Chris, is I thought I heard you say that it was well known that innocent Americans or legitimate U.S. citizens have been deported. Did I hear you correctly?
I'm saying innocent people have been caught up in it. 90% of people about, and these are the estimations right now, 9 out of every 10 detained by ICE have no violent criminal record at all. And about 70% have zero criminal record.
But other than the fact that they're here illegally.
Yeah, I don't consider that a crime. And I appreciate the phone call.
There you go.
And they don't consider, it's not a crime. It's not a crime. I appreciate it, but it's not a crime to come here seeking asylum. And many of these people are doing it in, and John, you know this very well. You have a close family friend who we have talked about. We talked about Alejandro Perez. We've talked about, we've had his wife in talking about what they have gone through. This is a family man. This is somebody who is raising a family here in this country, has been working hard, done nothing wrong to this country, thought he had gone about the process the right way. And there are thousands of people who thought they were doing the process right, have gone through the app like they were supposed to, or have gotten attorneys and paid tens of thousands of dollars like they were supposed to make sure their status was good. And then they find out it's not fault of their own. That's not a criminal.
The asylum system in this country was fundamentally broken.
Yep.
And folks would come here and claim asylum. And some would come here and claim asylum because that's what they felt they had to do, even though they weren't really fleeing an oppressive situation. But the problem with the asylum system is that you then get onto a court date that might be years in the future. And we weren't dealing with folks. And that was just a structural breakdown of the asylum system. And that should have been fixed years ago, but it never was.
Nope. And if you're waiting for your court date, you're doing it the right way. And if you're showing up to court and they are deporting you or detaining you as you were showing up for your immigration hearing, what are you supposed to do? Those people are criminals? Sorry, but they're not. You're not a criminal because you're looking for a better life for yourself. But we do appreciate the phone call.
We do.
Let's talk to Benji Molina. We will do that when we come back. The So St. Louis Holiday Give Back is happening at Ted Drew's on Saturday. And we got Benji coming up next on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming up on Saturday at Ted Drew's is the So St. Louis Holiday Give Back. And you will get an opportunity to meet Benji Molina, our right. next guest. He's going to be on Chippewa from noon until 2 o'clock. You can drop off a toy for kids who are in need. They've also partnered with Stray Rescue, Donut Drive-In, and Kendra Scott's in Plaza Frontenac for this terrific event. And so we talked to Benji Molina this morning. How's it going, Benji?
How you guys doing? Thank you for having me here. You guys are always, always on time with us. You're always very, very nice to us whenever we ask something of you guys. You guys are always there, man. We really, really appreciate it.
Well, we appreciate you, you know, having you on, Benji. So tell us about the event this weekend you'll be at. Again, Ted Drew's from noon until 2.
Yes, I'll be in person from 12 to 2, maybe longer, you know, just depending on how many people drop off the toys and things like that. We have it is going to be super cool. We partnered with Ted Drew's to do this toy drive. Stray Rescue is going to be there helping us getting toys. You can adopt a dog if you want to, too. They're going to have puppies out there. The donut drive-in also is going to be giving away two donuts. Brochure, you know, like for if you donate a toy, you get it two donuts for free. It's going to be super cool. The gift shop is selling a sweater, a limited edition sweater, and, you know, like a Stray Rescue kind of sweater. So anything goes to the Stray Rescue. The toys will go to a foster home or a place where the kids doesn't get toys. But it's going to be really cool. We're asking the community to show up, to support, to help us out. We know the St. Louis community is super, super helpful, super great. So we're just hoping for that.
Yeah, St. Louis is a very giving community, and you can do that this Saturday between noon and 2. Bring a toy over to Ted Drew's. Get to meet Benji Molina. Hey, Benji, will you be adopting one of those puppies, perhaps, on Saturday?
Don't tell my wife that. I'll tell you. You know, she'll take one, maybe two of them. But I always told her, we are not ready for puppies, man. Puppies needs to be for kiddos, you know, like for young kids and stuff like that. For us, we adopted one from Stray Rescue, and we have two other ones from a rescue place in Arizona.
Wow.
So, Those are the things that we have.
Oh, you got all the dogs you can handle.
That's a handful.
That is.
Yeah, that's a handful for real. And then two kids too on top of that. It is very, very you have your hands full. But I think we are thinking about getting one more, maybe in the next year or so. We'll get one more and that will be it.
Yeah, so as Benji mentioned, Stray Rescue is going to have some puppies available at that Ted Drew's, and the Ted Drew's on Chippewa, Saturday from noon until 2 at least. Benji Molina is going to be there. You can drop off toys at that Ted Drew's. You can drop them off at 314 Sports Cards on Olive, which is close to Lindbergh, and you can do that any time or any day this week or weekend. So we hope that you do that. Hey, Benji, saw you at the Pujols Foundation event over the weekend. It's such a good time. And what the Pujols Foundation has been doing, just really remarkable work.
Unreal. Unreal. It's those things. I've been at the Kyle MacLachlan Gala, which Brace for Impact does a great job in Haiti and North St. Louis. Then Pujols came in. And they do a great job in Dominican and even in St. Louis. And then we went to the Stray Rescue Gala, the things that they do for these puppies, these doggies that are hurt or abandoned. This is what the community of St. Louis is for. This is what they live for. This is what they love. This is what they care about when people are helping their own right here in St. Louis. And it's so beautiful to see, like you said, the gala for Albert, it's amazing. The things that they do with the money, it is super, super amazing. They're building a community out there. They mm-hmm. were building. They are building 20 years now, 21 years. So just to see that, it's amazing. And that's what we're looking for in this event. The community to get together, the community to help out Ted Drew, to help out Donut Drive-In, to help out Stray Rescue, and then the Poppies and all that stuff. So this is what we're looking for, and we know St. Louis has it.
Again, that's going to be on Saturday, Chippewa, the Ted Drews. It happens from noon until 2. Before we let you go, Benji, I'd like to get your thoughts on the Cardinals this offseason. You've been calling games on the Spanish side on La Tremenda for several years now with Polo Asensio. And, you know, we're all just waiting to see what happens this offseason. What do you think is going to happen with the Cardinals?
I think the plan for them, it's obviously going young and giving the opportunity to the young guys. So for us veterans and for a lot of the fans, it's not, you know, fans don't like that so much. But we have to hang with them. We have to believe in their plan. We have to believe in what they're doing. We have to go through the tough days so we can enjoy the good days. So for me, for my opinion, for my advice, hang in there with the Cardinals, given the trust is needed. Let's see what happened this year. I hope they don't keep trading the veterans, right? I mean, you know, we already saw Gray go. They're planning on trading Arenado. I don't know. I heard talks, which scares me about Contreras. It scares me about Donovan, that they might be gone. So let's hope that doesn't happen, but if it does, we have to stick with our team. This is our team in good. This is our team in bad. So that's my opinion. I think we just need to stick with what they're doing and kind of put it in your head and start believing that in maybe next year if we surprise people. If not, then the other year. You know what I'm saying? So we got to stick together with our partners.
Yep, I agree. And before we let you go, Benji Molina, your brother is managing in Puerto Rico. How does he like managing a ball club?
Actually, my brother, Yari, is in Venezuela right now.
Oh, he's
now,
Venezuela.
He's managing a team that was 2-11, and now he's close to being a 500 team. He's about to make him to the playoff. He's doing great. I mean, obviously, as a family, we kind of scare. We kind of worry about what's going on with Venezuela and the United States. We're keeping an eye on it. But other than that, he's doing fantastic. A job out there as a manager, as always. He's a very great mind. And Jose, my brother Jose, is doing the bench coaching in Puerto Rico Winter League, too.
Well, Benji, we wish him the best, them the best. We wish you the best on Saturday, again, at the Chippewa Ted Drews from noon until 2. Drop off a toy for the kids, Stray Rescue, Donut Drive-In, and Kendra Scott also partnering with Ted Drews for this. So that's a really great thing to happen, and we hope that you have a good time out there, Benji.
Oh, thank you so much for having me in your show. Let's spread the word out there. Let's get as many people as we can. You can also drop off some toys at 3-1 Sports, you know, Sports Card Shop out there in Olivet, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep, on Olive by Lindbergh, yep.
Yeah, and then you can drop off your toys there. So this is a great, great community event. I hope the people show up. I hope the people go out there, have fun with us. Get your Ted Drews, go to the gift shop with our friends Melanie that is having this sweater, and then you check out the Poppies and all that. So I hope and I pray that the whole community go out there. I don't mind staying out there 1 hour extra. I don't care. Just come up and show up, give us a toy, and we can help out and make some kids smile for Christmas.
Awesome, Benji. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Benji Molina, again, Ted Drews on Chippewa. It'll be the Chippewa location, but you could drop off a toy all day if you want.
That'll be great on Saturday. And if you're around tomorrow at 10:30, our own Johnny Rabbit is hosting a History of St. Louis radio presentation with Charlie Brennan. We'll be there. That's tomorrow. It's free, open to the public. The museum doors open at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow.
Fantastic. When we come back, we're going to wrap up the show with Andrew Egger, White House correspondent and author of the Morning Shots newsletter for The Bulwark. He is going to be with us when we come back. St. Louisan as well. Andrew Egger is next on KMOX. Time to visit with White House correspondent and co-author of the Morning Shots newsletter. It is Andrew Egger, working for The Bulwark, also St. Louisan, visiting with us now on KMOX, John Hancock and Chris Ranji. And so we start things off. Andrew, first of all, thank you for being with us on this Monday, as always.
Thanks, guys. Always fun.
All right. So what's the latest on the drug boat strikes? Because it doesn't seem like anybody is really backing down from their positions at this point.
Yeah, so there's a couple things here. One is the sort of just ongoing fact of these strikes taking place, which the White House has continued to insist is going to continue to happen. These strikes are ongoing. And then there's this second track that is this sort of retrospective conversation about one particular strike that took place back in September, which there's been a lot of news about recently. You know, this double tap strike where a second round of missiles hit a couple of survivors who were on their sort of wrecked and capsized boat of the first strike. Last week, some members of Congress got to see footage of that second strike. So we know that's out there. And they obviously came out of that not particularly surprising with very different sort of interpretations of what they saw. You had top Republicans like Senator Tom Cotton basically saying that he came out of that convinced those strikes were lawful and fine, and that, you know, those guys in theory could have figured out some way to salvage the drugs or signal to, you know, other boats in the area, and therefore they still should have been considered lawful combatants. You had Democrats like Representative Adam Smith who came out of that basically saying they'd been shaken by the footage, that these were guys who were plainly out of the fight. They were sitting on the hull of their capsized vessel, you know, just kind of helpless for quite some time before that second strike hit. So the biggest, you know, question about that particular strike that's forthcoming is, will that footage be publicly released? So, you know, everybody can see it and make their own opinions about it. Donald Trump suggested early in the week last week that he would be open to that. He said, sure, yeah, we'll release whatever we have. But they haven't actually taken any actions in that direction. So that's a little bit to be determined still.
And that strike happened to be September 2nd. That was the first strike on a boat where we had the double tap. A subsequent boat strike also produced survivors. But in that case, the survivors were released back into their home countries. No charges, no criminal charges or anything. A, what do we know about that second strike? And B, did that indicate that American policy might have shifted between September 2nd and this other incident?
Yeah, so this is a thing that, you know, again, perhaps unsurprisingly, Republicans and Democrats in Congress have both looked at that same set of facts and drawn two very different sorts of conclusions. So again, I'll point at Tom Cotton, the Republican Senate. Republican senator, he basically said, well, look, like the fact that they are letting some of these folks go just suggests that, you know, there's more to it than just sort of like blow up the survivors. You know, these other guys were actually like more shipwrecked than the other set, was kind of the way he framed it, that they were sort of clinging to wreckage in the water and, you know, swimming around, and therefore they were picked up and allowed to go free. Democrats have looked at that same thing and said, wait a minute, if these are sort of narco terrorists and drug runners, and we're confident of that, we have them dead to rights based on intelligence, so much so that we're willing to, you know, blow them up, shouldn't these guys have been arrested and brought to the United States in the way that we used to deal with drug runners, to face criminal charges here? So again, there's I hope I'm like communicating how much of this is just sort of buried underneath, like layers and layers and layers of sort of partisan narrative here. There was like a brief moment last week when 2 weeks ago now when this first reporting of the double tap strike came out, that there was sort of a sense of bipartisan concern of a need to, you know, in Congress, a need to get more information from folks kind of across the board. And that has not fully died out, but it does seem as though kind of the mood right now is for folks to sort of run back to their sort of normal partisan battle lines over this stuff.
Also, Andrew, the Supreme Court heard arguments today about the president and whether or not he has the authority to fire independent agency members, like he had fired a Democratic member of the FTC, and he had done that earlier this year. So what do we know about that hearing and what the implications of it are?
Yeah, so this is a really big one, right? It's the president has tried to fire or has fired a number of people, a large number of people, basically across the executive branch this year, and there have been a number of lawsuits. This one in particular seems to be maybe one of the key ones. It's this woman, Rebecca Slaughter, who was a commissioner on the Federal Trade Commission until she was fired in March. And essentially what the Supreme Court is being asked to reconsider here is this very old precedent, I think it's from the 1930s, called Humphrey's Executor, which basically at that time the Supreme Court upheld the idea that people on the FTC could only be fired basically for cause, like for some sort of on the job malfeasance. That was originally just sort of like a quirk of how the law incorporating the FTC was written. But after that decision, after the Supreme Court kind of blessed that setup, it has since been relied on to issue similar sorts of job protections for a lot of other people throughout the executive branch at some of these sort of semi-independent agencies, as they've come to be known. So, for instance, chairs on the Federal Reserve have these sorts of protections. And so, you know, the fact that they are now looking like they may reconsider that specific precedent, even though it's just one case here for this one woman at the FTC, if they were to, you know, kind of overturn Humphrey's Executor in sort of a maximalist way, that could in theory free the White House up to do a lot more of this sort of firing, even in these sorts of institutions like the FTC, like the Federal Reserve, that kind of up until now have been considered semi-independent because of these protections.
Andrew Egger is our guest. He's the White House correspondent and co-author of the Morning Shots newsletter for the Bulwark. Andrew, what do we make of Marjorie Taylor Greene? She's been on something of a media tour now for weeks, completely changing her tune. She was on 60 Minutes last night. What is there something more here than meets the eye?
I'm so glad we're talking about this because I am so fascinated by this story, just kind of back to front. You say changing her tune, and it's interesting that you say that because it's true in some senses, but it's really not true in others, right? I mean, here's a person, Marjorie Taylor Greene, who has really stuck to her same set of sort of principles and political doctrine and beliefs all throughout her fight with Trump. And part of the reason for that is that it's that these are the very beliefs that have gotten her into trouble with Trump to begin with, right? I mean, it's things like her being more sort of populist than he is about, you know, various terms of migrant worker visas, or the fact that she has been very bullish about releasing the full Epstein files for months, even as Donald Trump has tried to sort of keep those under wraps and kind of move past that whole scandal. And so to hear Marjorie Taylor Greene tell it, basically what she's saying is, it's not me who's changed, it's Donald Trump, right? It's that she has been sort of a ferocious backer of his populist nationalist agenda for all these years, and that he is the one who has now sort of turned his back on that agenda, and by doing so turned his back on her, and also, you know, just kind of made a very violent enemy out of her. He's gone out of his way to attack her, you know, a lot, and has, in her telling, sort of provoked all kinds of threats and things like that against her and her family. So the interesting thing here, to me at least, is what this will ultimately show is kind of like the crucial ingredient in what it means to be kind of like MAGA in good standing, right? Because if you are primarily motivated by those sorts of America First policies, maybe you think that it's Marjorie Taylor Greene who has the right of this fight and Donald Trump should not be going after her in all these ways. But at the same time, Marjorie Taylor Greene is sort of opening herself up to a different kind of MAGA critique precisely by going on, you know, going on CBS 60 Minutes and doing like this sort of chummy interview with Leslie Stahl and doing these sorts of things that sort of code establishment. So even though she is making the case that it's Trump who's gone establishment, not her, you know, by the aesthetics and by kind of the feel of it all, you know, she's the one who's now, you know, getting these more sympathetic mainstream media interviews and things like that, which MAGA typically is pretty allergic to. So I'm very, very interested to see what her kind of role and standing is with the kind of MAGA Republican base going forward.
It's extremely fascinating. Andrew, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, guys.
That is Andrew Egger with The Bulwark, and that is our show. We are done. John Hancock, you are done. You can go home now.
See you guys.
You'll be back tomorrow, though. John Hancock filling in again for Amy Markscores at 9 a.m. on the Chris and Amy Show. We'll be back then. Anything you missed on the Odyssey app. But the Gas House Gang is next. Tom Ackerman, Chris Ranji. We'll have Matt Pauly and Bob Ramsey as well on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast